Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Final hour fist pump time on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. Hopefully you're having a fantastic hump day morning.
Hump day.
We're going to try to get you to the weekend as quickly as possible. Loaded shows this week. And today we had Nui Scruggs. He was invited to the Nico meeting. Matt Pittman back from Augusta was fantastic, cooking crawfish for the Cowboys. And Tim McMahon, who got into it with Nico yesterday, will join us from Sacramento at 9:20 on DFW Sports Station.
My favorite exchange with Tim in that transcript that we got from WFAA, he's going back and forth with him about, hey, what's the logic of trading this all these first rounders and then sacrificing the youth? And at one point, Nico goes, I know you don't agree with it. And he comes back and he goes, no, I didn't. It's nothing that I think. I'm asking about your logic. And then he goes, agree to disagree. He just shuts him down again. You could tell just by reading it, Tim was getting under his skin.
D Magazine said at one point they thought McMahon was going to get up and walk out. So Tim will join us at 9:20 to preview the play-in as well and recap the craziness of what happened yesterday inside the AAC. But everything started at 5:30 a.m. as Peyton Russell paid off the NCAA tournament bet, having to host solo for 30 minutes. Got Jane Slater behind him.
Well,
got a lot of Tolos behind him. The goal was to reach 200 on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, which apparently was hit. But it felt like the Metroplex was supporting, what did he call his show in the morning, RJ?
PP in the morning.
PP in the morning.
I'm a big fan of that name.
Mm-hmm. It is a good name. It's a strong name. Peyton, I think it was pretty clear early on. We were texting on the group message. Are you okay with me disclosing this, chap? We're on the group message, and
as long as it doesn't incriminate any of us.
Chops,
primarily me.
Chops already tried to get him. Like, it's 31. Why aren't you on the air? Even though it does start at 33, because it's 31. Why aren't you on the air? And then I'm texting. I was like, he's drowning here. Like, you can hear it. He's already repeating himself early. So this is how Peyton decided to open the show by telling all the listeners why he was here, and in the process also taking some side swipes at a couple of us.
Good morning, Metroplex. I don't say it like Sean, but I'll say it like myself. It is the Peyton Russell Show for the next 27 minutes or so.
Stop.
You might wonder why. Okay. You guys act like I'm the only one that stutters on this fan show. There it is. Anytime I express it, it's always a perk in the head, and I got it. You know, I get it.
You're right. When you stumble or stammer, what I was going to say is, because I think I'm probably how many times did you host solo at ESPN 103.3. Did you ever do a show by yourself for a while?
A lot of post-game shows. I mean, they're mostly post-game shows.
What happens is you're thinking about being by yourself, and the first time you stutter, if it happens in the first minute on your own, my mind crumbled. Yeah. It was a house of cards falling because I'm like, all right, my perfect show's out the window.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's gone.
And when is the next one going to happen? So that's what I thought of this morning as Peyton, as we all do, stammered a little bit.
Good morning, Metroplex. I don't say it like Sean, but I'll say it like myself. It is the Peyton Russell Show for the next 27 minutes or so. You might wonder why I'm here. You know, look, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. You guys were amazing on the on Twitter and social media, hyping this up. I mean, look, on the fan cam, we already have over 100 people in the YouTube and Twitch. That's amazing. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to try my best for the next 25 minutes now. Why am I here?
That's well, 2 minutes.
Wait. Hold on.
That was the fastest 2 minutes ever.
That tells you how slow this was going for him. He goes, over the next 27 minutes, talks for 20 seconds, and believes 2 minutes has passed by.
Well, I was looking at the time, and the 27 was until I got to 6 o'clock, but the 25 was like when I can break. Because I had the heart out at 57, so I was like, all right, let me just try and dim this down a little
bit. Oh, yeah, then you're trying to do math in the air? That's the worst.
That's tough. I'm going to try my best for the next 25 minutes now. Why am I here? Well, it's obvious. You know, I suck at March Madness. I got last place in the morning show bracket. Bobby, I believe, came in first. RJ, he always loses, but somehow he avoided it. Sean doesn't show up half the time, but he still did not lose.
Stop. I'm by far the nicest one in here to you. I pay you part of my bonuses when I get them. But you kissing RJ's ass this morning, I'm going to change things up a little bit. Oh. You want to sit there and I know one thing's for sure. When you pop out that child, which I know you're planning already, or your fiance and wife does, how many weeks do you think Peyton's going to take? What percentage of his time off? Does he even get it?
How many? Yeah, he does. How many is it?
It's 6 weeks.
He'll take six consecutive.
Yeah. Six consecutive. So I'm going to remember that little
during
side
football
swipe.
Season. During football season.
You during already football. Take 6 weeks off during football season.
Yeah. I'm going to remember that little side swipe right there. And, Bobby, I did notice you're so loud about you possibly winning the bracket on social media, but I didn't notice any update or follow-up over the actual winner. I found that really peculiar in my time off. That's interesting.
Did you win? You won one?
Yeah, I think Sean won.
I think. The guy's calculating it like John Nash every day, but now he doesn't know exactly who won. So he couldn't give me my props and my cookies for actually winning it.
That's three.
You had to mislead the public into believing that you actually won or were the co-winner.
That is three side swipes at you in 40 seconds, though. I don't say it like Sean does. I say it like myself.
Yeah.
Doesn't acknowledge you as the winner and then says you're gone half the time.
You better hope we don't hit that quarterly number. Aiden's getting it.
He avoided it. Sean doesn't show up half the time, but he still did not lose. And I got last place, so I have to pay the bet payoff for the morning show, which is hosting here, until 6 o'clock, until the guys actually show up. We'll see if Bobby shows up. Sometimes he oversleeps, but you know, I don't want to get on his bad side. You know, he'll drop another diss track.
So you and I both get side swipes
for he in loves his RJ.
And
RJ gave him three jalapeno poppers, and now he's king of the world.
That's right.
Now, did you hear the best man speech or the wedding reception speech Peyton gave at the end of last week?
No.
We each gave delivered speeches to RJ since he wasn't gonna have like a traditional ceremony. We're like, all right, well, here's what we would have said.
Oh, that's great.
Peyton did take some shots there, I guess. So I guess maybe he felt like he got his fill.
He made a dementia crack.
He
which,
did.
Dang.
I've already forgot what he said.
Exactly.
Point taken.
Exactly. God. Dude.
So it was. I think you.
Hey, you can say those jokes to me. You and I.
Okay.
You and all I, right. baby.
Yo. I think you.
What if he puts RJ up there with the groovesman and leaves me and you out?
That's what would happen. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be Choppy and the Los Hombres.
And his adopted brother.
That's how Peyton started out. After that, he launched into the most boring Mavericks analysis you've ever heard. So we didn't even bother pulling that.
That was pretty good.
Hey, look, the Twitch and the YouTube was behind you, but there were several commented at the time going, Peyton, stop talking sports. We came here to listen about life stuff. And so Peyton played a song, which we'll get to here in a sec. But in the second half, he at the 2 minute mark of the second segment, needing to fill 7 minutes and I think 50 seconds, at the 2 minute mark, this is how Peyton started closing the show.
As we're coming up time to end, God, these last 4 minutes or so. Bobby, Jesus, dude. I hope he got them the fan cams. Bobby just mooned me right there.
Hang on. Did you actually moon him?
Yeah.
You knew the cameras weren't around to pick it up?
Yeah, I knew it was just focused on him.
He doesn't realize the picture I got.
Was it
hairy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had not been shaven in about 18 years.
Yeah.
Pimples?
Ew, come on.
And I can tell. I can tell.
The hair covers it up. That's why I don't shave it. Yeah.
That's true. I hope we got them the fan cams. Bobby just mooned me right there. Finally catch my breath here, but
oh Lord.
Yeah, it's been awesome, man. It really has. The Nico stuff we'll talk about. That's about all I got. That's about it.
Yes! You know,
I thought about some lifestyle things, but I've run out of things to say. I really have. Bobby's in studio. He's laughing. He knows we're going to replay this stuff. I'll have to go through the guests again. Dewey Scruggs, NBC5 at 720, Meet Church 820. Tim McMahon at 920. Look, I could talk about some Snapchat stories that Bobby has referenced on air. I got scammed. I really did.
All right, stop. What did you write this down at the bottom of your sheet, like under desperation? Because these things, I would not think you would ever want to talk about on air. We've talked about all these things in the commercial breaks, but this shows how desperate you were. Is this just what popped into your head?
Or just what popped in my head. I got through the rundown sheet way too quickly. And I was like, do I grab a story on, New York Post or whatever, Barstool? But I was like, I might as well just keep it going. I was enjoying the moment.
I like that that's exactly right. He got to the point where with 5 minutes left and he's run through all his content, he just starts going, what's left in my brain that I could just even open my mouth and put onto the airwaves so that we don't have dead air?
It's so tough.
I really did. I maybe talked to a bot here, exchanged some photos, and they got out, and then she threatened to leak them. And so I got scared. I blocked her. But yeah, that's about all that is there.
Is there.
And then that was it.
Wait a second. So hang on. Amazing. You were exchanging photos with a Snapchat bot, and the bot decided to possibly blackmail you and release the photos?
Yeah, she wanted money. Said she had group messages ready to go to share baby. Stuff, and I blocked everything.
That was the Peyton off-air story that he felt compelled to share because of hosting for 30 minutes this morning.
I feel bad for you.
Does Mac Attack know that story?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, good.
So, thank goodness. Yeah, that was a great moment, but it wasn't the best moment. The best moment came in the first segment, so we saved it for last. And Peyton, why don't you set up this beautiful song you made for us?
Yeah, so I knew I had to put some together. We were allowed to use 2 minutes of audio. So I was like, how can I knock out about a minute 30, minute 45 of this? And that was by making a song dedicated to you guys, the Morning Show Boys. And this is what I came up with.
John Legend.
What would I do without the Morning Show Boys? They just tear me down. Oh, where is the joy? They've got my head spinning. No kidding. I'm just an innocent boy. Sean Sharif doesn't show up no more. He's always gone. He's killing the core. And Bobby, where do I start? Your football takes suck. And you smell like my fart. RJ, please don't forget me when you're gone. I love you even when you're wrong. 'Cause all of me loves all three of you. Love your screaming and your yelling. Your passion is never dwelling. Give your all to me. I'll give my all to you. I'm sorry I canceled Life Hacks. Maybe you'll have to bring Troy back. Because I give you all of me. And you give me all.
This is so good.
Of you.
I thought I hit that note perfectly, but on air it didn't turn out.
Excellent.
So good.
The man who fought the most with Nico during the private gathering yesterday, Tim McMahon from Sacramento, next on 105.3 The Fan. They managed to enrage Mavs fans all over again when, right after our show yesterday, the word spread that select media members were going to be limited in how they could report the private meeting between Nico Harrison and some DFW media. And this guy is the one that everyone is bringing up as having some possible incidents back and forth with Nico. Nui Scruggs was on with us, and he brought up Tim McMahon's name over and over again.
Tim has never been one to shy away.
Yeah.
If he has to get his hands dirty, he will get his hands dirty.
And the great Tim McMahon is joining us, ESPN television star, of course.
Author.
The Nico book is out, and he's in Sacramento for the play-in game tonight. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Howdy, partners. How you doing? It's the Luca book, to be clear. The Nico book, maybe that's down the road. I don't know.
That's a 30 for 30, and I would start writing it now because it's fascinating and maddening to Mavs fans. What did you go in expecting, Tim, when you got that message to attend, and what did you get?
Well, honestly.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
See, the first thing we had to do was basically say, hey, we need to record our own audio. And so the Mavericks PR listened to us, understood that, you know, and relented on what originally was going to be, can't record your own audio. So we got that taken care of. And then, like, I knew I was going to ask very direct questions. You know, the guy, you know, Nico has addressed this publicly. I talked to him briefly the night of the trade. And then the next day he did the media in Cleveland, which is just the first part of Jay Kidd's regular pregame session. And then he has not been available to the media since. Obviously, there has been a lot that's happened since. So I knew how I was going to ask very direct questions. You know, what anybody else was going to do, you know, I don't care. to be real honest with you. But, you know, other people asked, I thought, similar direct questions. I might have been a little bit more aggressive with follow-ups. And then, you know, you have to get to the, like, you have to make him explain the logic of the trade, where there's a lot of places where even if you wanted to trade Luka Doncic, the trade that they made, there's a lot of places where the logic just completely does not make sense. You had to get him to try to explain that. Defense wins championships is not an explanation for creating, by your own words, a 3 to 4 year time frame, right, going right into when you owe all the picks from building the finals team that you built around Luka Doncic. That doesn't make sense. You know, telling me, like, not capitalizing on the ability to give him a Supermax instead of having to do everything secretly. If you want to trade him Supermax, you can't trade him now. Can't trade him this summer. You got to wait a year and a half to trade him from the deadline, from last deadline. But then you can maximize his value because you can put him up on the block to the highest bidder and not have to do it all hush-hush, as Nico said. And you know, then you, like, you can't try to tell me the guy, you don't know if the guy was going to sign the Supermax.
Yeah.
Dude, like, we do know that. We've heard him say that, and we have seen him. We've seen tears flow down his face. Yeah. But, I mean, and he was closed on the house. Like, that's beyond a reasonable doubt, okay? So don't tell me that. You know, so I had to press on that. And then, you know, I was asking a lot of questions about decisions that he's made to run off extremely accomplished and respected people in the Mavericks health and performance group. You know, I think that you will soon see exactly why I was so aggressive in asking those questions.
Tim, you know, it's obvious they're dug in, you know, but are they dug in because they really truly believe the Casey Smith move, the Luka trade, they all were the right moves, or are they dug in like a guy is when he knows he's wrong and the girl's got him cornered and they just won't admit that they're wrong?
I don't know if Nico thinks he was wrong. I really don't. And listen, that's tough. That's tough. You know, I thought the most revealing thing that happened, though, in that whole press conference yesterday was when Christian Clark of The Athletic kind of followed me up on the whole, hey, time frame into the Pixo thing and said, I'm paraphrasing, but do you envision being the general manager when those picks are due? And Nico said that he had 3 years left on his contract, and he planned to finish out that contract. If you have a guy in who's running your franchise, who's worried about the next 3 years, and then, oh well, good luck with that, brother.
Did you think there was a chance he was going to resign yesterday, or that was going to come this offseason? No.
No. First of all, Nico's not resigning. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I'm due 7 figures for the next 3 years, I ain't giving it up. You know, and listen, man, Nico is a very proud man. You know, you can say egotistic, whatever you want to call it. He's not stepping down. No, if Nico Harrison's no longer running the Mavericks front office, that would be Patrick DeMott's decision.
Tim McMahon from ESPN joining us here on 105.3 The Fan, the author of the new book, The Wonder Boy. Tim, you mentioned Dumont there, and we talked about, we don't know if Nico really regrets it. Do you think Dumont at this point potentially has any regret? And what is the likelihood that you think Dumont could say, all right, Nico, I'm fed up, though, and so I'm making this call and saying you're done?
I can't speculate on the likelihood because I would be surprised if that happens this summer, but I'm speculating there, you know? So not a whole lot of value in me guessing on live on the air. Does he realize that there might've been a potentially disastrous mistake made? I don't know Rick Welch tried to tell us that Patrick DeMont played basketball growing up, kind of made a little joke, doesn't look like it, whatever. I'm not sure that Patrick DeMont knows very much about basketball. Just I'll put it politely. He does know a lot about business. He does know when a franchise is bleeding out money. You know, he does know when revenue has plummeted since this trade, which, by the way, I reported that they've lost dozens of millions of dollars in revenue since the trade. Rick Welch was asked about that, and pretended to misunderstand the question. Oh, no, that was under Mark Cuban. No, that's now. Trust me, that's now. When you're bleeding out financially like that, I think that's a situation that Patrick DeMont certainly understands. And, hey, man, like, you can't just ignore the optics.
Yeah.
Or the atmosphere, the vibe. Patrick DeMont wasn't in the American Airlines Center when Luka returned, but I'm sure he watched on TV. Did you guys watch on TV? Did you kind of get a feel for what that was like?
Yeah.
When Luka was scoring 45 and when the game
began and ended with standing ovations for him, followed immediately after by Fire Nico chants. Like, dude, it's a tough scene.
Yeah. Tim, what did you think when Rick Welts, the CEO, compared this trade to Monte Ellis and Andrew Bogut in Golden
Brother,
State?
Brother, dude, okay, first of all, Rick Welts was a nice guy. He is a Hall of Famer, okay? He's here to get the arena done primarily, first and foremost. He got the Chase Center done. You know, he's an ideas guy, like All-Star Weekend's his baby. He doesn't need to be discussing trades. Like, I mean, and he was trying to, like, throw Nico a little, you know, life raft or shield him a little bit. He didn't only compare zero-time All-Star Monte Ellis, who at the time was fresh off four trips to the lottery, to the Luka Doncic deal. He compared Stephon Marbury with the Phoenix Suns. You know, Stephon Marbury is a nice player.
Yeah.
Who was a third-team All-NBA selection twice. This ain't a freaking five-time first-team All-NBA selection, fresh off a finals appearance. And then he compared, because he was going from all his stops, then he compared 34-year-old Lenny Wilkins with the Seattle Supersonics back in the day. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. And none of those teams were coming off finals appearances. That's what the thing that is just so, like, I cannot wrap my head around it. Is you, and this is what the whole book is, that I wrote is about, the pressure to build around a prodigy, kind of build it or they might have to leave, kind of thing. And by the way, Luka clearly did not want to leave. I did think there was going to be a time where he might be forced almost to make that decision, because I thought they were going to flop in trying to build a finals contender around them. I was wrong. They succeeded. And in doing so, gave up all those picks. That's fine if Luka's still here. You decide to dump the guy months removed from a finals appearance? It's insane. And hey, all of the flaws that we've seen with Luka are like, those legitimate.
Yeah.
The weight fluctuations, the condition concerns, all that stuff's true. It didn't stop him from averaging 34, 10, and 9 and taking you to the finals last year. He's been a five-time first-team All-NBA selection. And, you know, is condition a concern? Yes. Is his petulant sometimes, you know, a concern? And sure. Look at the a list of NBA superstars, though. And I'm just going to tell you, Luka's not on the high end of the spectrum in terms of high maintenance. You know, I'm here in Sac now. Whether the Mavs win or lose, I got to get on a flight and go to Memphis. you know what I'm saying? And by the way, Luka plays more than all these guys. Zion Williamson, I mean, even like a Kevin Durant, in both durability and just drama, Luka's not on the high end of high maintenance for NBA superstars, but Nico didn't want to deal with him anymore. He decided to dump him, and the only explanation you can get out of him is just like, it's like one of those dolls with a freaking, you know, where you pull the string, defense wins championships. Dude, there was one series in there where I ended with the whole thing where I'm pushing them on the picks. And I end it with, you know, something along the lines of saying, so you didn't believe that the core of the team that went to the finals last year with Luka as a centerpiece could continue to contend for titles. And he said, I'll say it again. Defense wins championships. Dude, you won a Western Conference Finals championship last year.
Yeah.
You got smoked in the finals. But by the way, defense wasn't your problem in that series. And if it was, why'd you go get Klay Thompson this summer? Shooting was your problem in that series. That's why you did it. So it's just, that's the thing. If you're going to make a move this controversial, you got to be able to explain it.
Yep.
And Nico Harrison has completely failed in that regard. And for 57 minutes yesterday, In a you know, room I've never sat in the American Airlines Center before, it was an epic failure.
Tim, why are they seemingly going out of their way to embarrass, discredit, distance themselves from Dirk?
Boy, that's a hell of a question.
Thank you.
That is one hell of a question. And they are fortunate that Dirk wants to bite his tongue. I'll put it to you like that. They are fortunate that Dirk is still biting his tongue. I don't know. Again, I'm not going to try to explain logic that I don't understand. So I'm serious. Like, I don't know.
So
I don't know.
How did
firing Casey Smith, one of Dirk's best friends in the world, who is maybe the most respected person in his field, was an insane decision. Now, I'm pressing Nico on it yesterday, and he says it's a joke to bring it up. I promise you this. It ain't a joke to Dirk. It wasn't a joke to Luke either. So by doing something, and did they go to the finals last year? Yeah. They didn't go to the finals because they fired Casey Smith. They went to the finals somehow despite it.
Tim McMahon from ESPN joining us here. Tim, we've heard a lot about the tone being important with this discussion with Nico yesterday, as opposed to just the straight read of the quotes. He still believes he did the right thing. Do you get the sense that Nico has disdain for the critics that are out there?
Oh, he didn't like being criticized. He didn't like being criticized, no. And I assume that's why he hasn't been returning my text messages for a while. Now, you know, were I a PR professional and I was dealing with somebody like me, I'd say, hey, you're better off dealing with them one-on-one, because if the only way they can get to you is in a group, they're going to come right at you.
Yeah.
So just a little bit of advice to, you know, folks out there.
So I know you probably don't really care, but I want to just give you the floor because, I mean, it's you and I, we don't have any problem or beef, but we never cross enough paths to become truly tight. But I respected your work so much. I wanted to get you hired at times here at the station. And that's why I'm confused when you get caught in the crosshairs of being out there or some of the reports. Where does that come from? And I hear you joke about it with Windhorse and Bontemps all the time. Just explain why Tim McMahon is in some Mavs fans' crosshairs.
You know, listen, man, because why is QAnon a thing, right? Like, people get online and they go down rabbit holes and they follow crowds. It is what it is. My work speaks for itself. I've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, I'm on a pretty damn good roll here, fellas. So, yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Were you surprised they did that yesterday before the play-in tonight?
No, because they were supposed to do it 2 weeks ago. Patrick Dumont wanted that to happen 2 weeks ago. He wanted that to happen before Luka's return. Not the day before, the week before. So I don't know why it finally happened yesterday, but that was something that had been pushed back.
Leave us with this. Let's say they have every other media member yesterday leave and say, Tim, come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Here, man, you've been doing this a long time. You're on a roll. You're on TV. You got the book out. You understand PR. Give us some advice. What would you say at this point in time? Real, true advice that you think could start trying to help.
Who's asking me for it?
DeMont and Nico.
Man. Boy. I don't know how to advise explaining the inexplicable. I really don't.
But handling it publicly, right? Isn't that the only way to start?
But again, the thing that I do have difficult, like, I'm not very good at being full of crap. And I think to be, like, in that seat, like, in that GM seat, like, Donnie was great at it. Donnie would get up there all shucks, you know, and he had all, like, we love our boys blue and, you know, all that kind of crap. Nico has no, like, he's got no, like, charisma up there. He's bad in press conference settings or whatever that was yesterday.
Yeah.
But, again, what you want is you don't want a guy to have to be full of it. You want a guy to be able to say, hey, we made this move, and here's why. And, you know, the one thing that Nico had in his favor was bringing up, hey, my previous trades weren't popular. You know, the Kyrie deal was heavily criticized at the time. You know, people were down on the P.J. Washington thing. Those were mixed. But, like, I'll admit, I didn't like either of those deals. I thought they gave up too much. But they worked out. Those guys were huge pieces. And the reason I didn't like them too much is I didn't think they're going to move the needle enough. I still thought, yeah, you know, if this thing flops, they might lose Luka. And then if you lose Luka, let me tell you, the 27 top two protected pick to Charlotte and a 28 unprotected swap to OKC are steep, steep prices. Now, if Luka's on the roster, you're all good. So those trades worked out. And then they didn't because you lost Luka on your own accord. So, you got to have logic, and you got to be able to explain it. And he didn't. So my thing is, like, I can't advise you how to better message your logic when I don't think you have any.
Tim McMahon, the Wonder Boy, ESPN Television tonight in Sacramento. Thank you, man. Keep killing it. Enjoy the game.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Tim McMahon, ESPN, on the D&M Leasing Hotline. We send RJ off to Italy.
Ooh.
Next with KNC. Let's crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece here on your home for the Texas Rangers. 105.3 The Fan, 6:30 pregame this evening, 7 o'clock first pitch after finally scoring some runs. 4-0 over Washington Angels yesterday. Good morning, Corey Majors. What's coming up?
Guys, Tyler Mahle is fantastic, and we love him. We do that right out of the gate. Mavs and Stars Super Segment at 10:20. Will Tyler Seguin fix the Stars? Probably not. Also, we have Bruce Bochy joining us at 12:30 today, and maybe some more surprise guests. And why somebody wanted Barry Bonds to die. That's during the C-Block.
Oh, with Bassett coming on?
Oh.
Poll question.
Yes.
You have to guess the total response and give your own vote.
Okay.
Do you actually want the Dallas Mavericks to win tonight?
Yes.
Are the only two options on there, yes and no?
Yep. Yes. What else would there be?
I don't know. It feels like usually in these poll questions, you guys have a more like smart-assy response.
Used to be only two options for plenty of things, and then we started expanding that.
So. I guess I don't care.
Not up to today.
I say 80% say no, and I agree.
You do not want them to win tonight. Corey, you do.
I do, and I think there's going to be a majority that says, like a big majority that says they don't want them to win.
You're both correct. We're at 74% lose. Right now, I'm voting for a win. Choppy wants a loss. And Bob?
Loss.
Loss.
Embarrassing loss by like 60.
Because then you're still eligible for the lottery.
I think I'm most interested in, yes, that is true.
That's why I want them to lose.
That is true.
Oh, I'm
but it doesn't that you don't lose the pick.
No, but
right.
You're not,
it's not like
no, you don't lose the pick, but instead you'll be slotted at whatever,
you have zero chance
13,
of moving up. Yeah.
Whereas if you lose one of these next two games, you still have a shot. It's a low shot.
1%.
But you still have a shot.
Yeah.
Oh, I might change my vote.
I'm interested to see how the players act tonight. Like, do they want to win? Like, are they going full out on this? Or are they like, we're done, man? Like, we're toast with this. We don't care about the city anymore. They've been so mean to us too. Like, we're just completely done with it.
What do you think is going to be then?
I think they're going to go work their asses off. Okay. I think kids got them their ears, and they're, I don't necessarily know that everybody on that team love Luka. So maybe they do want to go out and win.
Hmm. What surprised you the most about the Nico meeting yesterday?
That it happened the way it did?
Yeah.
That was a surprise?
Not really. I don't know. I don't understand the point of yesterday's meeting at all if he was not going to give anybody what they wanted. You know, like, then don't even get together. Like, you're not going to change the fans' minds at this point. Like, if you had broken off, like, a 25-4 record, then I'd be like, see?
Yeah.
Rental? But, like, it's been a catastrophe because of injuries and losing. I don't know why he did this to begin with. If he wasn't going to be like, hey, I just want to say to the Mavericks fans, I'm sorry that I made the deal that has hurt so many people. And like, instead he was like, no, it's the right thing to do. Then just don't have the press conference.
But this is a guy that really believes it's the right thing to do.
I know.
Like that when Nui was like, give me an example of a team that's done something that's added a defensive player. He was like, look, I just think that this is the best thing. Defense wins championship. He believes that. And he's like, why doesn't anybody else see that? Why doesn't anybody else understand what I believe?
And there's a chance over the next 3 years he can be right.
That is true.
If you score things by championships, or the Mavs could get farther than the Lakers in the finals in the next 3 years. What I think might be happening is, you know, owners all say and have to pretend to a degree that they care about governors, that they care about fans. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know how many governors sit back smoking cigars and drinking their cognac behind the scenes and like, these dumbasses keep, you know.
Yeah, and that's not even talking about basketball.
Nico.
Twice a week, right?
Nico and DeMont are like not even pretending like they care about the fan connection. You know, it's dead to them. Like, it doesn't exist. And that's the way they're coming across. Like, they don't have to placate whatsoever. Stephen Jones placates. Jerry Jones placates. Every other person, for the most part in sports, Dan Snyder had no idea how to do it.
I don't know if I actually agree with that. I don't know, Bobby, where you were going to go with this.
Probably a smart-ass comment, like the whole crosstalk.
I could see that. The reason is, it feels like if you watch a superhero movie where the villain doesn't think they're doing something wrong, you don't understand why this is the right thing to do. So I don't think he is ignoring the fans as much as he's like, no. Just listen to me talk some more, and you'll understand why I'm right.
But the thing he needs to stop... Go ahead, Bobby.
I mean, I was just gonna, I don't even think it's that, though. I don't think it's like, guys, here, let me hold your hand and walk you through this. I think it's, you're so stupid And you maybe don't know what I know.
He's trying to tell us, really, you guys don't, you haven't been around the best athletes of all time side by side. And I'm telling you, and it's going to play out and you'll see, Luka Doncic doesn't have it. The little it factors and the special championship traits and all this. And that. I don't care that he got to the finals. We weren't close to winning. And he doesn't have it. And you're going to see that throughout the remainder of his career. That's really what he wants to say.
That's what he wants to say.
And that's what he's basically saying.
Okay, but yeah, there's ways. First of all, there's ways to do it.
Yeah.
You don't alienate the franchise's greatest player in the process of doing so.
Yes.
You know, you don't basically act like we're the rubes in all this. Like, cool, man. Like,
it's really like Jerry. It's really like Jerry Landry coming in, not kissing Tom's ring, and it's like, meet me on the golf course so I can dispose of your body.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing with Dirk.
They are.
Tim McMahon just told us they're lucky. He knows. He just told us that Dirk is pretty ticked off, and they're lucky that Dirk is biting his lip.
Yeah.
The number one sports crime you could commit in this city has nothing to do with the Cowboys. It has nothing to do with the none of them. It is saying something negative about Dirk.
Yeah.
And over, these side swipes, intentional or not, keep happening.
The only player in town, the only two players that you could even put to me that on the untouchable scale with Dirk is Roger and Nolan.
And Luka, too, apparently.
Well, Luka, at a time. And Madonna, right? But even still, like, you know, it's really Roger and Nolan.
Yeah.
And those are the two. And they've pooped right on him, right under the statue.
Set us up for your trip. When are you flying out to Italy?
Tomorrow.
Ooh.
Tomorrow. Well, we're going to Zurich.
Okay.
So Switzerland. The Von Trapp family. I don't know if they're going to be around.
Oh, nice.
That's a Sound of Music, I think.
They're dead. Right? Yeah. Been dead for quite a while.
I don't know about that.
I want to hear Peyton's Italian music choice here.
So we're going to go to Zurich for a couple days and then take a train down to the Alps, the Northern Alps. Milan, and then some of the, there's a lake.
You have like
there.
A private cabin in the train, or are you just sitting in a seat? How does that work? You
get one of those little. I don't know. My sister, who is the travel agent, Wilson Voyages, hooked. She set everything up. So she has gotten the train, she got the train seats for us and everything.
But you got a sweet plane set up.
Yeah, we do. We did. We went up to business class.
Ooh.
Look at that.
And that entails what?
Honestly, I'm not really sure.
More leg room.
But I know, like, she
You're
really
gonna
wanted
love this trip. You're going to be so surprised.
I know.
Wow. Look at all these
meatballs. Great. She wanted a full lay flat seat. She's like, I need to be able to sleep. Because, like, everybody has said that if you don't have that, your first day is basically ruined. Because we get there at 8 a.m. in Zurich. So, like, we're going to be able to sleep, hopefully. So, we splurged on that. That was the big splurge.
What are you looking for? What are you looking forward to the most?
The big splurge.
That's why they got the lay flat
seats. Yeah, the second big
when you land and get started.
I splurged everywhere for
food, food, wine, history.
So we got a.
How are you ranking them?
We've got history.
History.
For me.
He's a history buff.
I'm a history buff.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. How old is Peyton or whatever?
Yeah, he's blown the last three answers from the 60s for Peyton. Yeah,
okay, right. I'm sorry.
That's why I didn't have belief in you.
No,
Wasn't that the actor? Did he kill somebody?
Yeah, I killed up Robert McNamara.
Yeah, Robert McNamara, the defense secretary. He was one of the Bonds.
I don't know Bob.
Well, look,
I don't
may not know it. He likes it. Okay?
I like history. I don't know history.
I'm good at it, but I'm interested.
But no, we're going to go to Lucerne, which is supposed to be like a really nice spot. They have this, these kind of like, it looks like a bobsled track.
Oh,
it's not a roller coaster.
Yes, I've seen this.
It's not a roller coaster, but it's like a mountain sort of bobsled thing that just kind of goes down the mountain at a 20-30 miles. They're not super fast.
It looks awesome.
We're gonna try that.
Okay.
And then the train's supposed to have like a window up top so you can see the mountains and everything.
Nice.
Driving through. We're gonna go to like Lake Como and Lake Garda up in the Alps, and then we're gonna do like Florence. A lot of sights. Italy's gonna be mostly sightseeing. The food, we don't have the food set up yet. We got a cooking class we're doing. We're gonna do wine tasting.
Nice.
There's a chocolate tour, like in Switzerland, like a chocolate factory tour.
Ask them about chocolate donuts. What qualifies? Chocolate.
Yeah. Check in and see if they have any cronuts there, because we might still take that business overseas.
Look, happy honeymoon. Have a safe trip and have fun.
Thank you. Can't wait.
The KNC masterpiece is next on 105.3 The Fan.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.